Preston and Steve Fun Size.
You guys know how terrible my memory is. And last time we had a comedian and I said, hey, it's always great to meet new friends. And he's like, yeah, I've been here before.
Listen, we have a lot of people through here.
So I hope I'm not going to make the same mistake right now. Right. It's always nice to meet new friends.
How dare you? I served you coffee this morning, you dick.
Well, I wasn't sure. I forgot I was on XM for a second.
He'll be performing at Punchline tonight, Friday, Saturday. This is Mo Mandel.
Yay!
It's good. It's weird to walk into a radio station early, no coffee, sleep deprived, and there's like eight gorgeous women who are scantily clad.
Okay. Let's just get this day going right away.
Welcome to terrestrial.
Yeah, exactly. Well done. I think I have seen you guys, maybe. I was here in 2013 doing my Philly tour, and it went very well, so I waited 8 years to come back.
I think so. You like to space them out every 8 years once you have a hit.
Yeah, I'll see you guys when Trump's on his eighth term.
When they change the law.
Yeah, he'll be changing that soon, I'm sure.
Exactly. Well, listen, welcome to our show. We appreciate it. I'm really intrigued about the podcast that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Is it mainly about sex and interaction with
this? I'm dating this doctor of sexual medicine, is a urologist named Dr. Ashley Winter. Uh-huh. And we do this podcast called The Full Release, which is kind of like Loveline. And we take sex questions. Although, I'm going to have to murder her because she was on Dr. Drew yesterday.
What?
And this is how she introed me. Yeah, I do the podcast with my boyfriend who's a comedian. End of plug. Well done, babe. So now that they just have to Google comedian boyfriend and then just sift through 9,000 Google pages.
Right. So your mind starts like sort of spinning when you like your girlfriend's a female, you know, she's a urologist.
Yeah. Basically looks at like 87 penises a day.
Yeah. Right.
And then I have to pull mine out and she goes, top 15. You know what I mean?
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's better than my 3 o'clock. I'll give you that.
Mo, she plugged the podcast on Twitter yesterday as well and didn't give you a plug there either.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have some real domestic things to talk about here, you know.
Yeah.
But it is a little. The only thing I tell myself is if you're a penis doc, you could say that word.
Yes,
penis.
Absolutely.
You could say
doctor.
You could say doctor. You're probably not seeing the good ones, right? Like, no one's going to the doctor like, what are you here for? A high five. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably some reason, you know, so I tell myself that.
She sees the bad ones.
She's a variety, but, you know, they're probably not just, she's probably not doing a lot of, like, reduction surgeries, I'm guessing.
Well, exactly. So when you go to a urologist, it's not, well, the most common issue treated is microphallus. It's urinary issues. Doesn't mean you have small junk.
No, not at all. There's a million things. But anyway, it's been fun to do the podcast, and she's taught me a lot about my own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because she knows the area. We don't even have sex a lot. Sometimes she just sort of gives me a judo strike on the right side of it, and I blast out a gold coin. I didn't even know.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that happened.
That's
badass. Yeah. Can I tell you a secret? And ladies, you might find this interesting. I didn't know women had to wipe down there after they peed till I was 19 years old.
What? Really?
You not have sisters?
No, and I grew up in the country, and I would see friends. Why would I? How would I? Friends?
Female friends.
Yeah, at 19, your female friends are always inviting you into the bathroom to watch them clean
up. You got to see this.
No, here's the reason is I grew up in the country, and I would see my mom pee in the garden. Because that's how...
You would watch your mom pee in the garden?
She would be down there. That's in the country. That's how that works. Your mom just pees on the food that she then serves her family. And I would see her down and she wouldn't wipe. She'd just kind of give it a good mom stomp. Yeah. And that was that.
Oh my
and
God.
Then, she'd just sort of like kind of shake it out.
Here's something I'll admit. So I do have a sister. She's older than me. And I thought for the longest time that girls didn't poop at all because... I saw sometimes she wouldn't flush a toilet, and there was just toilet paper in there. Toilet paper and pee.
Bam! That's perfect.
That's good deductive reasoning.
By that logic, you also didn't know women wiped after they peed.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite possible.
It's interesting. And I remember the first time I found out, this girl, we're going to have sex, and we're in the woods, and she's like, do you have any toilet paper? I'm like, if you do that out here, I'm just going to leave you out here. And she's like, no, that's what women have to do. I'm like, well, that's not what my mom does when I watch her pee. And then that was the end of the date.
No sex.
That was the end of prom right there.
Wow. So, yeah. you learn a lot in the woods, don't you?
Well, when you live in the country, that's how your sex life works. You just sort of trespass and get laid at the same time. You know?
Where's the country? Where'd you grow up?
A little town called Boonville, California.
Boonville.
Yeah, it's about 3 hours north of San Francisco, right where that meth wine intersection.
Meth meets wine?
Meth meets wine, yeah.
So
meth is oaky with a hint of Theraflu.
I like the Theraflu, yeah.
It's good stuff. And that's what the sponsoring my comedy tour.
Okay.
when you're living out there though, and it's a different thing. You have media. If you want to go explore, if you're dating a girl, you just wander off into the woods.
Yeah. There's a lot of outdoor sexing. A lot of wildlife kind of peeping on you as you're getting it done. A lot of voyeuring raccoons as you're
raccoons
making love.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a horny bunch.
It's funny, too. Whenever you say you're from California, it's like, I'm from New York, but everyone, you're from Manhattan. You're from Los Angeles.
No, I'm from the country. I'm from the part of California where there's no Me Too allegations. Let's put it that way. I live in L.A. now where it's just like... I haven't been accused of anything, which makes me feel like my career really sucks. Because that's how you judge how you're doing in showbiz. If no one's accusing you of anything, you really haven't made a name.
It's not
for yourself.
Happening. Yeah. Yeah.
I just watched a documentary called Murder Mountain, and it was
that takes place near me. Yeah,
yeah.
Really?
So that's the thing. Humboldt County, and you always heard about Humboldt weed. So I just assumed that it was like a love, peaceful area where people just smoke pot.
Well, it's interesting because it was when my parents moved up there. It was like, we're just smoking weed, and then obviously these cartels are like, we're gonna sell weed. Let's just move out into those mountains and buy it all up. So growing up, it was a lot of like, if you go hiking, even on our own property that my parents own, they're like, don't go to that side because we think people are growing over there now.
So Mo, what are we talking from south of the border? Cartels making their way up there, or what? What?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm just trying to sound cool. So, I have no idea. Cartels might be a stretch.
A dude with weed.
Guys with guns.
That seems so far.
I didn't ask for their library cards, but they seemed unfriendly.
Still pretty dangerous. I mean, watch the documentary.
Yeah, it doesn't look fun. Yeah,
no.
I don't you love Netflix documentaries, by the way?
God.
It's like the
They're
best
awesome.
Way to not feel dumb. Yeah. You haven't read a book since high school. You watch half a Netflix documentary before you get on RedTube, and you're like, well, I'm pretty much a college professor now. You just have like one fact you're waiting to drop.
What's your favorite?
As a Jew, I try to watch a lot of Hitler documentaries just so I can stay informed about what he's up to.
he's dead.
Well, they say that. There's a lot of rumors. But I watched one the other day, and I learned this, which I thought was fascinating, that Hitler, for his whole life, was a vegetarian.
Yes.
Which I hope for health reasons. I hope he wasn't just like, God, I feel bad, Just feel really guilty. But that's just so weird to me. It's just weird when you know extra things about terrible people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to know you're a serial killer, not like you're a serial killer and you're allergic to pineapple. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to know... stuff, but it's weird to think of like Hitler in that context. Like he was like giving a speech sometime, like, we're gonna kill the Jews, we're gonna kill them. Is there a fish option, by the way, after this? I really try to avoid meat if I can. It's just bizarre.
He was vegetarian. He was an artist.
He was basically a hipster. He had a weird mustache, a vegetarian, an artist. I mean, he belongs in Philadelphia.
Exactly.
I think he stopped fully eating meat when his sister died, and he saw her as a piece of meat.
Yes.
Something
and
like
he was
that.
Like, I can't do it, but I can kill 6 million people.
Right.
It's a weird...
I'll tell you where that whole Holocaust vibe probably...
Alleged Holocaust.
Holocaust emanated from. He apparently had dramatically severe flatulence all of his life.
Because of the vegetarianism.
Yes.
That's what his doctor honestly thought.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. That's what they really thought, which is like, if I was McDonald's, that would be my slogan. Hitler was a vegetarian. Eat meat. What a perfect way to,
Do you not like learning these things because it almost humanizes them?
It humanizes them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it makes me think if I went to dinner with Hitler and he was eating a salad and I got a steak, he would be judging me. I mean, I'm a Jew, so he'd probably be doing some of that anyway. But it's a weird thing that he'd be like, if I'm eating dinner with Hitler and I'm telling about the Holocaust, you shouldn't have done that. He'd be like, well, you should watch Forks Over Knives on Netflix. That would really tell you a lot about the beef industry.
Do you think there was ever a time when that veneer came down and he could sit down to dinner with you? You're Jewish? All right.
Society's moving so quickly, you know, I'd like to think if Hitler was alive now, he'd have like a slightly more open Actually, it doesn't seem like things are opening up in that area, so probably not.
Slightly more open, but it seems a little bit more agreeable now.
You mentioned Netflix on, having great documentaries. I was reading a stat today that the average person watches Netflix about 2 hours a day.
Holy hell.
Which seems like a bit much.
It does.
I was kind of surprised.
Well, as a comic on the road, I can tell you that's not too much.
Really? Yeah, I would imagine.
Because right. After this show, I work at 7:30, so there's a lot of time.
Dude, but why are they all about serial killers? Because that you look at Dateline, you look at anything like that. The murder...
People eat it up.
I'm fascinated. Did you watch the Ted Bundy?
I watch all of them, and it's stupid. It's the only fact...
I didn't like it.
Well, there's no reason you have to know about it.
Yeah.
Like, even if you get kidnapped by a serial killer, you're never going to be like, all right, quick, what year did Ted Bundy graduate junior college? You know, like, there's no reason you have to know this stuff. But can I... this is a... something I've tried to talk about in my act a little bit, and it never works.
All right.
But I do think it's an interesting thing with what's happening with all the horrible violence in this country. If you're a serial killer right now, you have to feel kind of marginalized.
Right.
Because mass shooters are just stealing the spotlight. And if you think about it, they kill way more people and they work so much less.
Yeah.
Like, they don't put any hours in. They don't rent, they don't drive a semi-truck, you know. They don't go to the DMV to get that Class A license. They don't even bury their own bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
These kids don't know how to work anymore.
You're right.
You think if you're a serial killer, you're watching this, you're like, that doesn't count. You know, that's not what it's all about. There's no art in that.
Yeah.
Back in my day,
Our victims, you know? Like the Night Stalkers. And serial killers must look at mass shooters the way comedians look at YouTube stars.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, this is garbage. I mean, yeah, you have high numbers, but there's something. This doesn't mean anything.
Dean used to actually tan their hides, right. Literally.
Have you eaten any of your victims? Have you eaten them? No, exactly. And also, I'll say this for serial killers, at least they don't kill themselves. They stick around to see what kind of nickname they're going to get. And you got to respect that.
They just got a guy who he's now... Originally, he had been, they thought, 18, 19, which puts him, you know, decidedly in the serial killer realm.
It's legal. I don't know where the story's going.
Now they say it could be as high as 100 people.
Oh.
And apparently, he has a photographic memory, and that's what he claims. He's drawing what they look like so they can help find these people. But, yeah, you're right. The serial killer seldom takes his own life. He couldn't have a serial series of deaths.
It's just a weird. Yeah. It's a weird thing to think about because they're obviously all horrible. But at least compared to mass shooters, serial killers exhibit traditional American values. You know, working hard year after year. You know, sacrificing, and it for the right reasons.
Right.
Mo, you mentioned something I'd never even considered, you know, that they're able to find out what their nickname is. And I wonder which of them, you know,
is disappointed.
BTK, that doesn't quite roll off.
Right, exactly. I just love this image of them going through the paper like, oh, it's out, it's out, it's out. And they're going through like, come on, Bush killer, come on, Bush. Oh, the small penis minivan butt snuggler. Damn it, that's not why I went to serial killer college.
Why don't they all name them all that? Like, you know, instead of glorifying.
Dude, 100%. Night Stalker, if I could change my name right now, no, Night Stalker Mandel. Right. There's no way I would. I'd have sold out every show already.
Right? They name themselves sometimes, though, when they'll send their little
Zodiac
manifesto and they'll sign it. And that's so I guess if anything is to be learned from this, name yourself before they do it. Right?
Well, why doesn't the media just like there was another killing? We think it was dandruff herpes balls. Yeah. the horrible killer, dandruff herpes balls. That's what he's known for because that's what he has, all three.
Yes. Poopy Pants Paul strikes again.
Yeah, don't give him a good one. Poopy Pants Paul, right, if you have an eighth grader writing the headline.
Doesn't matter.
If it's for a junior high school newspaper, that would be a perfect...
I hope his name Paul.
Right. That'd even be worse. My name's not
even Paul.
I'm Ethan.
If you're just tuning in, it's Mo Mandello's here. He's going to be at Punchline this weekend. People are going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend, so it's going to be a pretty fired up time in the city, I would think.
Wow. You know what? I honestly didn't even, I swear to God, I didn't even know that.
You start to lose track. You work a lot, obviously, and I did stand up for a while, a brief period. When you're out and you're doing stuff on the road, it all becomes a blur. So are you? Do you travel well when you get to a town? Do you Do you go out and do things? Do you just, you know, what's your
I'm
MO?
Like such a hacky traveler.
Are
like,
you?
As soon as I landed yesterday, I was like, better get a cheesesteak. It's just like, it's so lame.
You're going to do
like,
that.
I honestly don't eat. Like, I would not be in L.A. like, let me get a steak sandwich at 3:40 in the afternoon. That'll be the perfect idea. But, right. I do all the hacky stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to probably go see the Bell that you guys got here.
It's boring as hell.
It doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But I'll just do it because do it. I'll go to the Rocky thing.
I think there's a certain protocol that says you need to get the touristy stuff out of the way.
Yeah, it goes, it's weird if someone's like, oh, I heard you went to Philly. Yeah, great laser tag arena. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, you gotta, like, do the stuff, right?
Yeah.
But it is a weird kind of traveling because, you know, you go by yourself. So it's just such a weird, like, there's something if you're, like, you know, taking a hike by yourself or this, that, but when you're just, like, out on a day in Philadelphia alone, like, it's just it's weird, you know. You end up like eating alone, you go to the museum alone, you do this. So
but you get good at it. It's just but it's still weird.
It is weird. Yeah.
If you do the Rocky steps, just keep going into the museum because the steps are cool and it's a neat view of the city, but then there's an entire world-class art museum right behind it.
Dude, that's not how people do it now. We just travel for Instagram. I'm just doing it for the gram,
man. I was at the flower show last weekend and there were three what looked to be Instagram models walking around, and they had their phones with them the whole time. And the reason that they were at the flower show was not to observe any of the flowers.
I'll tell you what was very disappointing. I went to a party, my only ever party, at the Playboy Mansion, like about a couple months before it closed. And I was like, is this going to be orgies? This is going to be amazing. And I go there. It was Midsummer Night's Dream. Just hot chicks Instagramming themselves the whole time.
That's it, right?
It was nothing sexy about it. It was like just girls staring at their phone, everyone tagging Playboy Party. And I was like, I should have been here in the 80s when I was like drowning in cocaine.
Like when James Caan was there.
James Caan was committing a Me Too movement every 3 seconds, most likely.
Towards the
just
end
guessing,
of those.
Don't want to throw another tough Jew under the bus, but.
Those parties, you could buy. We're talking about it on air one time, and a couple of our listeners said, yeah, we went to those. They're like, how did you get in? When he was throwing them, you could buy your way into them, no problem. Right? They went on.
This is how unsexy the party was. I spent most of the time looking at the little spider monkeys in the cage, which they have these like monkeys all over the place. I was like, at least they're like not taking pictures of themselves.
No, you're right. There's
might be some sex going on. You know what I mean? Those monkeys are frisky.
I find it decidedly unattractive when a hot girl's just staring at her phone the whole time.
Right.
What a waste. I mean, come on.
It's a weird, like, time, too, because, like, as a comedian, your whole thing is, like, trying to get popular on the internet.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll make what I think are very funny posts, and I've been doing this 15 years. I've obviously, I know how to be funny. And then I'll be like, oh, I got 8 likes. And it'll look at, like, random hot chick on skateboard. 600 likes. It's just, like, there's zero competing. Like, the perviness of the Instagram audience is clearly very, very high.
It's wild.
We were talking about that cheating scandal with the universities. I'm sure you saw this.
Dude, I just sent them to my mom, and I was like, and you say you love me. Really? Well, it was interesting because Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman got caught cheating for their kids' entry exams on the same day that high-ranking Catholic priest got sent to jail. So it was just a tough day for people who love kids. You know? Instagram post, 8 likes.
Yeah.
No,
but
what do you think of that?
Who was it? Is it Lori Loughlin's daughter?
It's Olivia, right?
Yeah, she's an Instagram.
She's an Instagram
star.
Influencer.
Yeah. One of those. And there's your perfect example.
Yeah, but they're just so unfair to her and like all these kids. Because like I was watching, like, I hate how CNN is such a crappy news organization now that this is a story for them. I was looking online. Mm-hmm. They're like, look what she said about her college experience. And they cut to one of her Instagram posts and she's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to study that much. And I'm like, yeah. Every 19-year-old has said that. Like, what do you like? Yeah.
But in context, we said the same thing because it makes news. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is that, and that's if you learn the story as it goes, she didn't want to go to college. She's been making a ton of money off the Instagram stuff. She's an influencer for Sephora.
Yeah.
So the parents say, no, we didn't go to college. You've got to go to college. So they get her into college. And now she might lose the Sephora thing because of this whole thing she didn't want to do in the first place.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for her, I guess you'd call it a career. I don't know what that is. But it is like, how dumb must these kids be? You're going to like high-level L.A. private schools. You know they all have tutors. And you still can't get in without like a $100,000 bribe?
I know.
Like, that's really high-level dumb.
But it's wild to see this. And we were talking about this earlier. Had this have just been the people minus Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman – the focus would not have been anywhere near what it is right now. Oh, there's a scandal involving.
Right. Or you'd just be like, ah, white people up to their old tricks. You know what I mean? You wouldn't put the Hollywood thing. What I want to know is, why is William H. Macy so not involved in this
right?
story?
Yeah. That's like, what I keep saying.
It's so weird. They're like, hey, it's the mother's job. You know, it's just like, it seems so sexist. Like William H. Macy's like, what? Yeah. We were paying $100,000 for that? Well, I had no way. I was too busy having a ponytail to know that was what was going on.
I mean, they haven't even mentioned him.
Not at all.
The story.
Yeah. And also it's weird that, not to show how hip I am, but Tekashi 6ix9ine is this famous rapper.
Oh, we know well. Yeah,
he's a the best Instagram guy ever.
He's in jail right now.
Yeah, he murdered all these people. What are the allegedly, I don't know if he murdered people, but whatever. He's allegedly did a bunch of crimes. His bail was $750,000. Lori Loughlin's was $1 million. Yeah. Like, what? Like, what did she do? Like, she obviously had a high level. My brother's a lawyer. He's like, they must be, like, really legit charges jack it up like
and
that.
And hers was more than Felicity Huffman's.
Yeah.
Well, Felicity Huffman paid $15,000. Yeah. That's the deal. That's what they're saying. That and Lori Loughlin paid $500,000.
Well, they also said another parent paid $6 million.
Yes,
so their kid must have been in a coma or something. Yeah. Like how does it take that much to get your kid into a stupid?
Yeah.
And also, college is worthless. Like I remember when I graduated from college, I had like a 3.8 or something like that. It was in creative writing, so it was pretty easy. But I went to apply for jobs. They're like, "Do you have any experience?" No, I just got out of college. Like, yeah. Well, then you have no experience. Yeah. Like, it doesn't do anything for you.
I tell people this, and I try, hey, youngsters, listen to Pops here. It'll teach you to learn. It'll teach you how to learn. When you get to a job, it's not like, unless, there are very few jobs where you're turnkey out of school and can start going.
You know what will teach you a lot?
You again.
Going to jail. I mean, Lori Loughlin, she's going to know so much about shanks and smuggling.
Sure, yeah.
She's going to get this incredible education that her daughter will never experience unless they cough up $20,000 to get into prison. But
the funny thing is that in my entire life, I have never once been asked what college I went to, if I went to college, if I went to high school, if I have any education whatsoever.
The only time I'm ever asked anything is like if I do something really dumb and someone's like, did you go to college? That's the only time that comes up.
But that return on investment for the $6 million to get...
so terrible.
I mean, it's moronic, you know? What kind of economic lessons are you teaching your kids?
Yeah, unless you're like, oh, you want to be, if you want to be a trial lawyer.
Like my girlfriend who's a doctor, she went to like real college and can do real stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I went to college, I took one global studies class, so I know one fact about India. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's basically how college works. You know one fact about stuff.
Right.
You know, so someone's like, oh, World War II. You're like, yeah, China got involved in 33. All right, I'll see you later. You know, you just got to get out of there before they realize you know nothing beyond that
it's
one
like
thing.
It's like watching a Netflix special.
It's exactly the same thing. Yeah. And that's why we do it. So we can just sort of be like, yeah, I'm with it. Like I am a complete idiot. I never read books, but I'll put on NPR in the morning so I can be like, I know what you're talking about. Please don't ask me any follow-up questions. But, I do know who Juan Guaido is.
It does help. So you need, man. I would say, know a little about a lot, but not enough about anything.
Yeah.
So that seems to be it for what we do that... That's fairly helpful.
Because what you guys do is basically you have like a cocktail party every morning.
Exactly.
You just sort of like kind of touch on stuff, you know. You know the big stuff.
The Boxer Rebellion,
those Chinese and Christians.
Yeah.
Oh, what else happened? Fast forward to the Mao thing.
The Boer War, of course.
Right, exactly. Yes. Which is fine because like... I don't know. Anytime I follow the news, I mean, it just feels so stuck in the same thing. I'm like, oh, let's turn on the news. Oh, Middle East, Israel, Latin America, America doing some weird shady stuff. Okay, is this 1985? Like, it doesn't really, it seems like you're seeing the hacky comedians act again. And you're like, I feel like I recognize a lot of this material.
There is a certain similarity to it.
Another thing that has changed over the years with the news, Mo, and this is how it ain't, wasn't that way in my day, but every single newscast, no matter what, local newscast leads with... Breaking news. A car hit a fire hydrant.
Right.
Breaking news.
Look what so-and-so retweeted.
Yeah.
Like, what? How is that a news thing?
Do you remember when, though, there was a time when breaking news would be breaking news?
Yeah, but this is my favorite story. It was on today. It was a mob boss.
Yes.
Dude, it's like, what a perfect throwbacky kind of crime headline for a throwback Thursday.
I said to Preston today, that is a classic nostalgic mob
nostalgic.
Hit, which, and honestly, we were saying it, I sort of felt, wow.
Oh, that's
they
sweet.
Still
up to it?
They still do, though.
Yeah, that's exactly alive.
It's are like you like a Scorsese fan?
Of course.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe it says less about us, but I'm. You talk about serial killers. The mob. Who is it?
Give me
with
the mob or a cartel movie. I'll watch every single one.
Oh, my God.
But what I want to know is, and if there's any mafia people out there, and I ask this with complete respect, and you know exactly where I'll be tonight, so please don't show up with a bat or anything. And I'm generally curious, why do you join the mafia and try to become the boss? Because it seems like all of them get killed or go to jail. Yeah. And a lot of them, according to documentaries, and again, not trying to offend anyone in the mafia here, because I know Philadelphia has a proud history, they all get killed by their own people. It's like some weird Shakespearean Roman tragedy every time. So it just seems like if you're like, I became the boss, so I'll probably be dead or in jail in 8 years, but I better enjoy it. Like, it just seems like a weird investment.
You're right. What is the pro side, what is the return? Because I think you can probably be mid-level and still do pretty well.
Right.
And not have the onus of having to run the thing.
But it seems like, the only thing I could compare it to is if I'm a stand-up comedian and I look at the average comedian, I'm like, most of them end up divorced, alone, and their careers peter out in their 40s or 50s.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to go for it. Like, maybe that's kind of what it is to be a... Maybe it's like when you have sex without a condom. You're like, maybe I'll just squeak by. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, it's probably the same kind of delusion.
Can you say it's just the love of it?
It's the love of the game.
I just love the mafia.
You're probably also, though, if you're like, well, I've been a mafia henchman for 40 years. You know, not a lot of skills are going to be transferable to, like, a modern company. Better just kind of stick with what I know.
Right.
I want to go to the details about this this mob hit, because it is so... It is
classic.
So classic. It is, I mean, even down to a witness was on the ground crying, Papa, Papa.
He had spaghetti stains on his shirt. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like it was straight out of.
Well, this is
he was getting the paper in a boxer shorts and an old robe.
Yeah, so this guy, Frankie Boy, Frank Calley, was gunned down. He was shot 6 times in the chest by a gunman in a blue pickup truck, I think right outside of the guy's house. And apparently the gunman was hit by mobsters, and they just got out, and says a witness said there were like 6 shots, and then there were 3 more. The man was on the ground face up, his head was by his SUV, and the truck was open, and distraught family members rushed outside after the shooting, crying, Papa, Papa.
Oh, Jesus, so sad.
Isn't that wild?
It is, but
his last words were, forget about it! You know, you're right. That is so on the nose, like that was like a scene from like a Scorsese knockoff.
Yeah.
But it's so tragic and sad, and it's like, I saw that article, and I started thinking all these old things, and then I started thinking, and halfway through talking with you guys, but I'm like, God, that is like just like a dude's dad. Like, that's sad.
It is, but you said Shakespearean, and that's how it plays out all the time.
Yeah.
And they all fall by their own people. But we've had people have chronicled the mob in here, and we've had, so in Philadelphia, the skinny Joe,
Joey Marlino.
Jerry, right.
Yeah, talk about serial killer nicknames. These mob nicknames are awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are stuck in time. This guy's name was Frankie Boy.
Frankie Boy.
I mean, that is like, that's so old school, right? Yep. That could have been like 1955.
The History Channel did a great series. I think it was the History Channel did a multi-tier, and they took down, they examined each family. And you see the tree and exactly the stories you're talking about the people who worked their way up and why would they work their way up.
But I'll tell you, it has not changed a lot, because I don't want to say the name of the movie, because it's not really my place to drop it. But there was like a big gangster movie that was shot recently, maybe 2 years ago, and it bombed big time. All right, whatever. I'm not going to confirm it tonight.
Yeah.
But what I heard from the guys who were outside, they said the reason it was a disaster was the mob was on set all the time, like making sure theoretically that they were getting it right, you know, and making them change stuff, and just like doing like extortion stuff, like doing the classic, like they were just there.
Wow.
And they said it was like they couldn't believe it. It was like old school stuff, and there was nothing they could really do about it.
Wow,
and again, I'm not saying it was Gotti, but it was a movie that wasn't dissimilar to Gotti.
Okay.
Also didn't do well.
It didn't do well, and it might have starred John Travolta.
But you know, honestly, I heard that from like a friend of a guy very closely involved, so I guess if I made a movie that bombed, I'd be like,
So what happened? Was it your terrible script and directing?
Well, it was the mafia was involved.
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Hey, Will Ferrell, what happened to that Sherlock Holmes movie? Mafia. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe you just blame it on them now that I think about it.
Apparently,
if I don't sell out my show tonight, I'm assuming it's mafia.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there's more than one show. So Friday and Saturday, you can catch Mo at Punchline. Go to punchlinephilly.com. Get those tickets. Do you have two shows each night?
One tonight, one Friday, two Saturday.
Oh, two Saturday.
Yeah. Excellent.
You have a great weekend, by the way. You know, temperature-wise, it's going to be warm. People are really nice. Looking for things to do.
Cool. I know. I mean, I saw these ladies here. I was like, wow, they're not even wearing coats or shirts that cover their stomachs. You know, it's really, like, balmy out here.
Nice. All right, Mo, listen, enjoy your time in Philly. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Mo Mandel.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.